This is Channel One Over. Miss Annie's side of the tape and the visit with Annie and Miss Annie and Coleman this Saturday, the 6th of March, 1971. Channel One Over. Channel One Over, beginning Miss Annie's side of the tape. Channel One Over, beginning Miss Annie's side of the tape this Saturday at 6th of March, 1971.
Just sit right there. Mother, you can sit right here.
Okay.
And Miss Annie can tell you she's got her a chameleon.
Oh, you and me?
I found one down there smaller than Miss Miles did, and I dug it up.
You mean here, today, yes. Since you've been here?
Yes.
Well, I got a small one.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, I hope
you got many pretty flowers?
No, we don't have many. We have, we plant things and let them come up during the summer
mm-hmm.
and plant them. I have a clematis and a few things that I, and peonies. I have some peonies. Do you have peonies?
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know they are, you know what their bloom is. A great, they have, blue, have great big blooms.
I see the picture of Miss Miles. I think this is too much for me.
All right. She just don't eat
Now
much.
You tell Mother what you've got in your yard. She doesn't know.
What have you got in your yard?
The most I have is azaleas.
Oh, azaleas.
Yes.
Oh, do you have lots of them?
I have several bushes of them.
Oh, they blooming?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not blooming as well this like they have been. I think it was too cold on them.
Yes, I think it hurt too.
Well, now, I never heard of planting pumpkins on Good Friday. You plant, have days that you plant things on.
Pumpkins, to tell me you did. It makes better. Have you ever heard that?
Well, I have. I've heard that you plant your potatoes on the dark of the moon.
Sweet potatoes or white potatoes?
White potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You plant your white potatoes on the dark of the moon to make good. If they're on the light of the moon, they make all vines.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you heard that? Is that one of what you hear?
No, I've never heard that.
Oh, you have. Well, now, what have you heard? What way to plant?
I've never heard about a planting white potatoes. What time to plant white potatoes?
Well, what time then you plant your sweet potatoes?
Now, sometime on the moon, I don't know what time Coleman plants them. But it's
the
moon.
On the moon?
Sometime on the moon.
Uh-huh.
What do you have the best luck with in your garden, Miss Annie? What do you...
I plant my garden, Miss Miles, I don't plant nothing but a few string beans. That's a row of two string beans, and I plant... Coleman plants a row of two mustard greens and turnip greens like that.
Do you plant okra?
Yes, ma'am. We plant a few rows of okra.
Do you eat okra? Do you like it?
Yes, and I like it.
I bet you have a good way of cooking it.
Yeah, I just wondered how you cook it.
How do you all cook it?
Well, I wash it and get the tender ones if I can.
That's right.
And cut it up in little slices or little cross,
mm-hmm.
cut it all up and then roll it in meal and fry it like I say.
That's the way I cook mine in meal.
You do?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, do you ever just put them on though and boil them and then season them with butter and
I don't like it that way.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you like it cooked on your beans? On top of your beans?
Yes, and I like it like that. I've cooked them like that.
Uh-huh. Well, I've cooked them that way, too. But my family never did like them.
No.
Very much. But they did like them better cut and rolled in meal. Let's see. Do you do that, Moshe?
And me, you?
Uh-huh.
Whenever I cook, Annie, that's the way I cook, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, how do you like your cabbage cooked?
I don't eat cabbage.
Oh, don't it? And you don't cook it for Coleman?
No, ma'am. He used to like them. He used to grow them. We used to grow them to ship. But he stopped. You know, he don't bother with eating cabbage now.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't, he doesn't eat very many things?
Well, he eats what he likes. He eats lots of it.
Oh.
Well, I wonder what he likes. He likes shell beans. Beans.
Uh-huh.
He don't care so much for snap beans.
Oh.
But mm-hmm. He likes shell beans.
An egg custard.
Yes, I do like egg custard.
You said you didn't make many pies.
No, I don't bother with pies much.
And cakes.
Cake?
Cakes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a cake cook. Baker.
Mm-hmm.
I put to something there, but I call it sweet bread, not cake.
Oh, sweet bread. Oh, how do you make that?
I put it like if it's the cake, but I just call it sweet bread because it's not a cake.
Well, you don't put as much sugar in it as you would a cake.
Yes, and I put as much sugar in it and eggs, but it don't do good. After I put it in the stove, it don't do good for me, and I just call it sweet bread.
It don't rise up, does it?
Yeah, sometimes it rises. Rises pretty good sometimes, but
Miss Annie is a Methodist, Mother.
I believe she told me that.
You said, Coleman said he was a Baptist, but he was not a very good Baptist. But you were the Methodist.
Yes, and I'm a Methodist.
Why do you like the Methodist?
I like them pretty good. I was raised up. I was in the Methodist church. All my people was Methodist.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now, Ms. Patterson used to come over to see you after she was interested in that, in her belief.
In Jehovah.
Uh-huh.
She used to come over to see what it was. Ms. Patterson never did say nothing to me about it.
Oh, really?
No, ma'am. She called Coleman out and talked to Coleman about the Jehovah, but she never did say anything to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you suppose she thought you were just a good Methodist and couldn't change?
I don't know what she thought. She said she used to be a Baptist, and she changed over from the Baptist to Jehovah. That's what she told me.
Well, she was a good farmer.
Miss Patterson, yes, she was.
And she knew a lot about the calves, didn't she? Took care of the little calves and things,
yes.
I know. I think she bought little calves up or something and fed them.
people picking beans for you should come right in your field and offer more and pick the bean pickers out your field.
She'd do what?
Like a, you picking beans for me.
Uh-huh.
And she'd come there hunting hands. She would offer the bean pickers more money. And the bean pickers will stop picking for me and go somewhere else to feed.
Oh, really? Oh, well. That was
not well, very
she,
good.
She
done COVID that year 2 or 3 times.
Well. I guess you're tempted to do that. And you got beans that need to be picked.
Yeah, but she could have went somewhere else on her hands.
Mm-hmm.
She could go somewhere else.
Yes,
if she could have went somewhere else on her hands.
Maybe she could find some without taking somebody else's tax.
Well, she did a lot of good things, though.
Yes.
Well, I think anybody that takes children and orphans and raises them up must have something real good in them.
That's right.
Because it's something to raise
the
children. And I understand she took some, one or two boys.
I didn't know but one, that's Paul, the one that had a Miss Juanita.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband, that's the only one I know.
Well?
She says her daughter's husband's dead and...
Ma'am.
And you said your daughter's husband had been dead several years and
yes, ma'am.
She didn't... think she said all the men wanted the women to work for them now, didn't
mm-hmm.
she? But she hadn't found anybody else. Oh, that's kind of bad. Did you get enough of this?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a plenty.
I don't eat a whole lot of it myself.
No.
They eat it, though. Guy eats it every day.
Does?
Yes, he eats it every day. She keeps ice cream all the time.
Wow.
For him. She eats a little. She don't eat though like he does. He loves
she
it.
She makes it?
No, she buys it.
Mm-hmm.
She buys it and she puts it in the refrigerator.
That's right.
Do you have a freezer? You have a freezer, I guess.
Why, you're all just in here enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Annie, who feeds all them fine dogs you've got now?
Coleman feed them.
What in the world you got to eat? They all hungry, aren't they?
No, he keeps them filled out.
He keeps them filled.
We don't let them get hungry.
What's he got for them?
He buys. Oh, he buys.
Oh, he buys stuff.
Carol. I tell you now, I won't. Miss Annie's out there digging up a camellia, guy.
Yeah.
She said I was supposed to dig it, but I told her you said that you wanted to do it. It was your camellia bush.
Yes, I didn't want to cut the root of it.
You thought I would?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think I would?
Yeah.
You knew well enough.
What y'all planting?
Jim.
Right now, he's just talking about where he's going to plant things.
Yeah.
He's got potatoes out right now, little Irish potatoes.
Oh, Irish potatoes.
Yeah. Coleman's looking around for a place to put in some sweet potatoes.
What?
He's looking around for a place out there where we can put in some sweet potatoes. Is that what you have to watch for when you're digging up the azaleas?
Keep from cutting the roots. If I cut the root, it'll die.
Well, what, has it got a long root?
I don't know. I took him so much dirt with it, I don't know whether it's a very long root down there now.
It go down deep.
It wasn't so very deep, but it was wide.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'll have luck in raising it.
I never handled azaleas. But some of them, you know, like a little dogwood, it just sets right
now,
on.
Now, them not azaleas. Them is camellia. That's what that I dug up. Them are not azaleas.
Oh, camellia.
Yeah, camellia.
Oh, you all dug up a camellia?
Mm-hmm. A little small one like that.
Well, it get big, though, won't it?
Well, I hope it will.
They don't grow as fast as some, though, do they?
I don't know much about camellias, Mr. Myers. I've never been around when none was grown.
That's what you want to find out, ain't it? How many do you need? If you had a half a dozen over there and just let them all come along, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I ain't got no room for that unless I put them out in the field.
You got a good place in the field?
No, Coleman got cows out there.
They
no, I ain't got no good place in the field. He quartered me now, but I got two men around the house. But then there's azaleas I got around the house. He said I got too many flower bushes around the house.
Yeah. Well, you just got to have more ground.
I'll dig up some of them I got there to set out in the camellia.
Well, now, some of those bushes you got there are sort of big.
At the house?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I know they are. I'll get Coleman, take the axe and chop them down if I can't find a place.
Yeah. And one big one make room for several small ones, wouldn't it?
A camellia.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. Don't they spread, you know, from one to the other? That's the way camellias do.
Tell you the truth, I don't know. Is that true?
I mean, the roots, you know, spread from one bush to the other.
Yes, I know what you mean.
I don't know nothing about camellias.
Is that how the azaleas grow? They spread in the roots?
Azaleas.
Mm-hmm.
They don't spread. They just stays right bushy, right in one place.
So you got to put in new ones, every one you want.
Hmm?
You got to get new camellias, new bush, if you want some more, then, have you?
Camellias? I don't know, Mr. Miles. I don't know what I'm going to...
I mean azaleas.
Oh, azaleas.
I thought azaleas spread. Where did I get that idea?
I don't know. No, the roots don't spread because none don't come up for mine.
Yeah.
But I know I found a bush Monday at 3. It's a lavender. And it had 3 different flowers on it. It had a pink and it had a solid white.
Mm-hmm.
On the same bush.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Now, I had one here 3 or 4 years ago. It was, no, that was, what them flowers is. It has a big purple flower on them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It had 2 different colors on it one time, but it never had any more since then.
I think them's pretty. Miss Bessie has one of them.
Blue
or purple?
Mine is blue.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And they just keep blooming for the longest time, don't they?
Yes, they does.
Miss Annie, you ought to think up saying not tell these girls because they don't know much about, you know, planting and things like that. And you've been planting all your life.
Grow up in the field.
too late for that for me.
Yeah.
Well, what they want to plant, maybe I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
Well, if I wanted to plant an azalea, some azaleas, where would be a good place to plant them?
I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Like
just set them out in the well.
Yeah.
I see a pretty one down here in the hammock. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I got some mine just that color.
It just no telling how it got there, is it?
No, I think Miss Ball put it there. Did Miss Ball come here the other week?
I didn't see her. Did you?
Yes, she came to my house.
Oh, she did. Well, tell us about it.
Oh, she was out there hunting dogwood trees. She didn't come in. She just come out there to the gate.
Yeah.
And, she went up in there. She said she didn't leave the road. And I think she wanted Coleman to try to dig or something, but Coleman went up in there and said he wouldn't go up in there. After cut the timber down there, he said so thick in there and it's done gold up so.
Oh. Now, where was that?
Right across in front of my house.
Across the railroad?
Mm-hmm.
And that has growed up?
He said it is. I haven't been out there.
Well, you know, Miss Annie, I know this. It's hard work digging up dogwoods out in the woods with all them roots.
Well, Miss Ball used to come out there, her and Miss Jackson, Mag Jackson,
yes.
Leave the car there at my gate, and they'd take the shovel and the axe. It wasn't growed up like it is now.
Yes.
Cows was out in there then. And they'd go out down them woods and dig them up, sack them, put the roots in sacks, and then bring them back to my gate to put them in the car. And Miss Mag Jackson.
Now you wouldn't believe that was one of the first things I ever done down in this country was to sit on the porch there and listen to Mag Jackson talk about going out with Miss Boyle and doing things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she came with Miss Ball every time Miss Ball came out there. And Miss Ball would dig up dogwood trees. I don't think the death, no red bird, because it says, ain't you got plenty of red birds over here?
Yeah.
I heard them say there's lots of them over here. Well, they didn't bother with them. They just took dogwood and magnolia, little small magnolia trees.
Yeah.
And she would sack them up out there in the woods and just tore all that dirt from out the woods up there at my gate and put them in the car.
That'd work, wouldn't it?
Well, it's work. I don't know what she sold them for. But she was living right here then.
Now, that was a pair, wasn't it? Every time Miss Boyle got ready to go out, she'd stop and get mad.
Mm-hmm, sure did. Every time she came out my way, Miss Mag was with her.
Yeah.
But she had a man with her the other day.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. She's not married again, is she?
Not that I've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine. She's still.
I guess just a friend of hers was left behind.
But you know, few people like Ms. Boyle and Ms. Patterson and all, they liven up the country, the community, won't they?
I don't know.
Well, now, you knew Ms. Patterson.
Oh, yes, I knew Ms. Patterson. Sure. Ever since she first came out here from Georgia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was one of the finest to talk to I ever talked.
Yeah.
She was interesting to talk to.
Yeah.
And she could talk to you about farming and all those things. You all talk about farming?
You, Miss Patterson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she talked about different things, about the Jehovah's and farming. She just jumped from one thing to the other.
Oh, she talked to you about the Jehovah's?
Mm-hmm. You the Jehovah?
No, but I've talked to her about it.
Mm-hmm.
She talked well, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard a lot of them talk about that. You not a Jehovah?
Hmm? What you say?
You not a Jehovah?
No.
Well, now there's some good points to that, Miss Annie.
Yeah.
I think one of the nicest things about it is they don't just hire the preacher to do the talking.
Mm-hmm.
They all go out and do the talking themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all go out and study the Bible together.
Yeah, all go out and study together.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in on their study groups.
Yeah.
And they read the lesson. They don't talk about the state of the world and what, how to raise children. They talk about what that Bible passage says.
Mm-hmm.
Had you ever read with them?
No, I've never read with them, but I've read the books.
Oh, have you?
Got the books, yeah. Coleman got four Bibles that he bought from. He didn't, I think he got one from his pops, and I think he got from Gil over here. And the large books, and they had them little small ones, what they sell for 5 and 10 cents. I used to get one or two from them. But they done stopped coming to my house now.
Too far?
Hmm?
Too far?
No, I don't know why to stop.
You don't. What are you, a Methodist?
Mm-hmm.
What?
You seen the church over here, the Miss Patterson down church?
I haven't seen that.
Over there across in front of Frank Walker's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about it.
It's a nice little building. It says nice on the inside. It wasn't quite through. I heard sealing it, and they hadn't got the benches in it.
You can see it from the road?
Oh, yes. It's right by the road.
Yeah. What is Coleman a Methodist too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a Methodist.
Which Methodist church y'all go to?
Rochelle.
Yeah.
But all the Coleman people's Baptists.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm. And all of mine is Methodist.
So his people think he's backsliding, don't they?
I don't know what to thought. But I didn't ask him to go with me to the Methodist church. He just went himself.
You didn't say anything about it?
Mm-mm. No, because I was surprised at him going there, because I know all he would grow up in the Baptist church. All his people was Baptist, but he is.
Yeah. Somebody, I don't know who it was, seemed like somebody told me Coleman didn't go to church.
Yeah, he goes to church. Don't go like he ought to should go.
Well, a lot of us that way.
Mm-hmm. You go to church?
Not like I should.
Hmm?
Not like I should.
No. What church you belong to?
Methodist.
Yeah. You belong down here?
No, I used to go to all these little circuits, this little circuit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sort of backsliding, Miss.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Well, you're on the backslide.
I don't go like I did.
No. You must have gotten mad at some of them in the church. That's something. You know, that's the way lots of them do when they fall out with some of the members in the church. They stop going.
Oh.
But if the people stay up here, Mr. Guys and them, I say Guys and them. Them people don't miss church, rain or shine, hot or cold.
They're Baptist, yeah.
They go every Sunday.
You see them out in the, you see them going.
They go to McIntosh. I think they belong to the Baptist Church, McIntosh, so I heard. But they sure goes to church.
Well, they, I know them. I know them when I see them. That's a nice little church down there. I've been to church down in McIntosh. You've been down there?
To McIntosh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been to McIntosh, but I've never been to the... I've been to the Colored Baptist Church down there.
Is that pretty nice?
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty nice? Well,
Ben and them building a new church, too.
Who?
Ben Wright and Ben, haven't you seen it?
No.
Oh, they got their church way up, about ready to put these rafters on it, down there at what they call...
Center Point. No, I didn't know that.
No.
Well, gee whiz, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's something. That's something. You know, that old church was a good, strong church, but it's drafty and hot.
Yeah.
And they hadn't taken care of it much either, had they?
I don't know. That's a wall building. That used to be the white school down there, schoolhouse.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm. And after they stopped having school down there, did the people bought it for a church.
The last time I went to church down there was at Boots's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
That's been some time.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher Taylor. They got Preacher Taylor to talk at her funeral. I don't think all of them wanted to talk at it. They're afraid they know just what to say about Miss Bootsy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me go help your mother to finish and start.
Sure.
I forgot.
What are you all up to, Miss? What are you? What are you and Mamu up to?
She's sorting some stock and taking out the bad ones from the good ones.
Yes, y'all ought to get to work.
I forgot about it.
How is your new dog, Miss Annie?
New dog, fine. And got some fine, two fine puppies there. One trying to bark.
Two puppies.
Mm-hmm. You want a puppy? No, they're all unspoke for now.
Both of them? How many do you have?
Six, us had
six
one.
Coleman, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they all spoke for him.
All of them gone, but just one.
Well, tell me, where'd they go?
People come got them.
Who got them?
Some to Eagleston and some to Baldwin.
Who got them in Eagleston?
George Mitchell.
He got one?
He got two.
Yeah.
And, my nephew, he spoke for one up to Hawthorne, but he hasn't come back here since.
Yeah. Where'd the rest of them go?
Hillary Council to Micanopy, he got one.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody else got one. There's one there for my nephew and his one there, what to say, he don't know, he might. Here's a little shaggy.
Is that
little
that curly
frizzly
one we saw?
That little curly, frizzly one.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
The others aren't curly like that.
Oh. And somebody spoke for the curly one?
Not that I know. Coleman said he's got to keep that one. He said the boy that let him have the dog, the big dog, he didn't want the big dog, he let him have the puppy, and if he wanted the puppy, he'd keep the big dog. But I like the big dog. The big dog barks so now, Leo.
Oh, does she?
When she first got her, she wouldn't ball.
No, she'd just run out of the house.
But she's good on the yard now.
Well, Miss Annie, what happened to that other big dog that come there?
She's there. She's there. I don't know where that dog came from.
But Coleman likes that dog.
Yes, he does.
Well, let's go out and see the garden.
This is the end of the visit with Miss Annie Coleman this Saturday, the 6th of March, 1971. And this is Channel 1 over, around 6:60, 6:70. Channel 1 over is Miss Annie's side of the tape. We're taking relays, and nobody comes out too well, but we all get a little talk. Mama was started, and then the others, and I took over, and now she said she wanted to go in and help your mother pick out some socks. She wanted the socks, as it turned out. And this is the end of the tape, the end of the visit with Miss Annie and Coleman this Saturday, the 6th of March, 1971, Channel 1 over, around 6:75.
Barbara was here. She told about Barbara. She had a year in England in a riding school. And we get her to talk. We go out for a ride and come back in. Put that microphone we can talk. Right in front of her. You know, you've been riding all this time and you felt so good and comfortable. Relax.
I mean, now think.
Quick.
I am stressed down.
When the tape's on, when you talk, you can look any way you want to, but you want to face the microphone. One talk at a time. And sustain it.
See?
That makes it. That makes it the better.
Yeah. Turn that light off.
Okay. Well, how was the moonlight?
You know, it looks so bright, but when you start looking for something out there, it's hard to see. Unless they're right out in the outline against something.
What do you mean?
Well, we went and looked for the Colts and Hubie. They were up here right by the front fence up there across by Miss Bessie.
Yeah.
Well, we missed them because they had those trees behind them and the I guess they were in the shadow.
Oh.
So we had to go all the way up over the hill, down into the rye. And we finally figured out all those things we saw moving over there were the cats or the heifers. Walked over there and I said, Carol, you go back around by the trees, and I'll go up past the field.
Yeah.
So here we went again. And finally, I heard them. You know, Ajax heard Jim, I guess, coming out. And Nickers. And then I could see them because they were out in the open then, not up against something.
You know, I find it's if I go out after dark to do something, of course, it's not quite as bad on the moonlight night. But it's a whole lot more trouble.
I kept wondering where you were. I kept wanting to say, and every once in a while I hear this whistle. It's got to be her, I hope.
That's a nice, where'd y'all go up to the corner?
Yeah, up to the orange grove up there.
Oh, you went around, way around the cookies.
No, that orange grove up towards 441.
You went past my corner.
Yeah, past the corner.
Yeah. Well, that dirt's a little soft, isn't it? Not so gravelly.
Better, a little better.
Or is it?
It's better this time since they've graded it. It was gravelly up until they graded it. And then...
Well, is it better around...
Yeah.
By cookies?
Yeah.
But you don't like it that way?
Well, in the moonlight, it's not good to ride up that little lane. It's
too
boogery. Too many shadows. Oh, they love to booger.
Yes. They just looking for something to booger at.
It was a shadow. There was an orange tree limb that stuck out, and Missy was sure it was Hubie. So she just tossed her head and wiggled her back in. And, oh.
Yeah, I've been on her when she's done that before. She saw a car coming, and all of a sudden felt like her back end was going out from under me.
You know, I never heard anything like Coleman this afternoon. He sat there, and he was a scream. He just, I never saw such laughter. He just enjoyed every bit of it. Don't you know where he told about, he had that horse that worked good, but he's afraid of an automobile. And he is over towards Micanopy, and the horse saw the automobile, and he couldn't hold the horse. And the fella named Preston, he named him. Preston, he worked at the mill, and he honked the horn at him and came up there and with his cutout open.
Scare that mule to death.
Yeah.
He said he almost, what did he say at first? He almost came to blows with
him. Yeah.
Oh, I miss, Coleman told that today.
Oh, yes. And he laughed when he told it. It was a big joke, of course.
Now, yeah.
And I, don't you know how they used to do it? They used to get in the old cars and drive along by the animals and swat them on the back and make them run away. Yeah. I heard one of them told about Mr. Collins over here. He said that he cussed. He cussed. You all made the arrangements over there this morning.
She got that. She's, yeah, when we got out, of course, the dogs were barking, and we had to wait till they came on out before we go in, make them shut up.
We weren't too sure we could get out of the car before they just surrounded the car.
Oh, the dogs did?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yes, they did.
They didn't seem to be mad.
Well, they didn't seem to be happy. No, I wasn't sure. You know, German Shepherds are generally trained for police work, you know, and for guarding places. So the first thing I thought was all of these big dogs started barking. I hope somebody's here. And then Suzanne said, well, maybe we can get out. Started easing the door open just a little bit at a time. And then we saw somebody coming around the house.
Yeah,
that shepherd, she came out from the fence. She got to out of the fence. I thought they kept in there mostly. And she had her hackles up, you know. And,
oh, did she?
Oh, you know, she was bristling.
Did you speak to her?
Yeah.
What did you say?
What did I say? Shh, be quiet. No, well, I waited till she went back in the fence. And when I started getting out, I just told her, you know, easy, be quiet. And she kind of quieted then. She just growled a little bit.
I just speak to him. Be glad to see him. Hello there.
Honk your horn always when you drive up to these places.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Let me tell
then
you.
They know you.
Old Paul, what's his name down here, had these fierce boxers. They were big, and he fed them raw meat. He was afraid of all the niggers around there. He was so impudent himself with the niggers. I don't blame him for being afraid of them. And I walked up there one day, and those dogs took out after me and looked like they were going to eat me up. Well, they was tired, and I walked right up to him and spoke to him. And Paul stood out there and held his breath. And I didn't let on, you know, that they were even barking. And I spoke to him, just spoke to him. And my voice quieted. Paul said, he couldn't believe that. Well, you know, I don't know what, but I've always had luck with boxers. If I had a dog, I think I'd be one.
Boxer?
Yeah, they're so big, and they play so play. You know how they knock you down. Miss Anna was dressed up.
Yeah, when she came around the house there behind it, she had on that, well, like she came over this afternoon, she had on that brown skirt in this bright red sweater and her black coat and that little red hat pulled down over there with her wool sticking out underneath it. I said, Miss Annie, you look mighty nice this morning. She says, well, we're going to town, going to Evanston later. And she said, y'all come on up here and sit on the porch. And so she pulled out her chairs and we sat there and talked for a while. She apologized for azaleas because they didn't have as many blooms as they usually did. And then Coleman came on around after we talked a while. She asked us, you know, if we knew about Mr. Patterson. Yeah, and she said Coleman had planted some watermelon and some sweet potatoes, and then when he heard that cold was coming, he covered up the watermelon, but then he forgot about the sweet potatoes, like he said, till late at night, and then he figured, well, it's a little late now.
And he didn't get up. Was it nice looking? Was it pretty over there?
Oh, yeah, it's real pretty. A couple of the azalea bushes weren't in bloom, but I guess there were about, ten of them together, or maybe more than that. More than half of them were in bloom. She had the dark purple, and she had the dark pink and light pink ones.
Lots of them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Real pretty. And I thought that was funny when she said Coleman wouldn't let her plant anymore. I thought they've got all that space over to the side.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, she can plant in there, but I guess she uses that for his garden. And she just gets that little space in front of the house.
But goodness, guy, she invited them in on the porch. That's more than
I
ever got.
She just walked right up, you know, just come on, y'all, and sit down. And I thought, well, she wanted us to come in at first, and but then she pulled the chair out.
I went up and sat down, but she didn't invite me. And she wouldn't let you dig up for me.
No, she's beautiful about it. She was, I came and I had the shovel, and I said, well, let me dig, and I kept thinking, well, I ought to be digging, you know. And she kept saying, no. She said, I think she was afraid of the roots.
Yeah.
And she knew that I knew nothing about flowers. She kept asking me, where are you from? And when I said, you know, Miami, she said, you've never lived in the country, have you? And I said, no, I've lived in the city most of my life. And she said, okay, give me the shovel. She started digging all the way around it and got it out. She was very careful about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then she wouldn't let me carry it either.
Oh, she wouldn't?
No. She gave me the shovel. Then she picked up the sack, which she gave me the opportunity. She let me put the sack under it, which was the only thing she let me do. Then she picked up the sack, and she just carried it.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like a baby or something.
Uh-huh. She was so proud of it.
Oh, you mean she just lit out with that camellia in the sack, in arms?
Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, I know Mrs. Miles told me to keep us a little bit longer as possible, so I tried to get us lost.
That was the reason.
That was the reason. So I kept saying, I think it's off this way. She says, no, but I think it's off this way. So finally, we decided on a medium route, and instead of the route we came from, and I wanted to go this way, so we sort of went off around. And she was holding it right behind me.
I didn't dream you'd be through so soon.
Well, you know, if I had been digging, it would have taken ages.
Yes,
but she wouldn't let me touch it.
I figured you'd do the digging, you know. I didn't know it would take this turn.
Now, what is that? She sat down in the hole.
What?
That was out here.
Oh, yes. I looked around, and there she was. Just sort of sprawled out there looking at herself.
She stepped in the hole.
Oh, beautiful. She didn't look hurt. She didn't even look angry or upset, just surprised.
like your mother.
She expected to
be there.
Yeah,
good nature.
I remember.
In
a chair. But she was happy with that comedian. Yeah. Oh, her spirits were just, she loved to have that comedian.
She talked about comedians all the time, and she hadn't had any experience with them, she always says.
Yeah.
And I always catch myself asking her about them, and she says she doesn't know anything about them.
And she, the one comedian that she has over there is a, it's a red comedian, but she insists it isn't red. She says she doesn't have a red comedian, it's a pink one. So she thinks this is red.
Is it?
It's supposed to be.
Oh, Jim, what'd you find out about the garden? Did he get it?
Yeah, he told me quite a bit about it. Mostly just about, he helped me put out, told me how to fertilize it. And I just asked him a lot of simple questions, just kind of keep him out there too. You know. But he told me about his garden. We just talked a little bit. Showed him what I had there. He said I should wait a little longer for transplanting some of that stuff to set up a little higher.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He said the reason some of those collard plants were bending over was because they'd been in the house, not out in the sun. In full sun. I can't remember anything else. We just kind of chit-chat, nothing much.
But he got me straight about those potatoes out there in that clay. He said, how'd you work it up?
Oh, that's right.
To get plants in the ground. But Faye, it's all grown over with bahia now, and it hadn't last year. It didn't have any bahia out there,
and now it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You look out there, it's solid bahia down there, and no dirt there. It's just solid clay.
Can't even put the shovel in it.
Oh, I'm really surprised that you got that much that you got dug up out there, because I thought that was like it too.
You know, I was thinking, it's funny. I don't know whether it's just me, but sometimes I get the idea, you know, that with like them, you kind of condescend to them. Not exactly, but like we like shoveling the camellia up for Miss Annie. Now I would think of doing that because she would be older, you see, and she shouldn't be doing work like that. And they don't wait for you to do stuff like that for them. They just, you know, they just kind of shove you to the side and say, I'll do it. I don't think they have too much confidence in it.
Experience is worth more than age.
Let me see. Jim, what's the latest on the Georgia expedition? Last I heard, you and Suzanne were going to light out ahead of the...
That's about the last. They wanted to know if we wanted to go out in August and take care of and get everything started. But besides that, we're going up in 2 weeks, or we're supposed to. We plan on going up in 2 weeks, and we'll be there about 4 or 5 days. We're going to line up a little work. He's been writing to a man there, a colored man that has a front-end loader. And we're going to try and line up to be there to help him do a little work, about pushing out a road or something like that, back in towards where they're going to build a house.
Yeah.
But I think that's the last, I remember.
Yeah, that's the one.
We're
going to
take Bubba up there, spend the winter in some little shack up there on the hill.
Oh, they planned this for you.
Yeah. And he doesn't know whether he wants to start and build a barn, you know, just something fill up quick to live in while he's working on the house, or whether he wants to build a small house down in one corner and sealed in a little better for my grandparents you know, let them stay so that they can move up there and stay there when they get the other house built. So.
Yeah.
I think all the Georgia people are going to move from Florida back to Georgia.
And you and Susanna live in the shack.
I don't know. We may live in hammocks or something for a while. What they're planning on doing is kind of going back and forth with my sisters for a while. You know, every, I think he said every other night where he could shower or something like that.
Yeah.
And visit with them, and then it wouldn't be quite as bad on them to do that. Because he plans on taking it real slow on the house.
It's not the house that really interests him, is it? It's the something. It's the other part of it.
The house is mostly on his mind, like, just because he's, you know, he's worrying, planning on that. But the other is what, the garden and the, I guess, just setting up the place is what he's looking forward to most of them.
Looks like you're getting boxed in to me. I tell you, it's so hard to get anything done now. I wouldn't want to build a house or a shanty or anything else. Anyway. I just live in a shed.
Get a tent.
Well, is it bedtime?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
I think so.
And,
if everybody can get to bed, I'll fall down.
Suzanne said if she flunked out of school, it'd be the ranch's fault.
Yeah.
It'd be worth it, Suzanne.
Yeah, I got a term paper Thursday I haven't finished reading stuff for. I was going to do that tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You got the best that was, at least you got Miss Annie's voice this time.
I listened to a little of it, and there's a good bit of Miss Annie. It doesn't sound like it, you know. She works it pretty hard.
Yeah, pretty hard.
But there's a right spot on it. There's a whole lot more than there was last time.
Yeah, last time she wouldn't talk at all.
Oh, no, she got that miserable look on her face. Sick of her stomach.
But out there in the open, you know, she talks pretty well all the time. It's amazing.
Well, now that's it. That's it. You're not supposed to do that.
Supposed to talk where they're supposed to talk.
Yeah. That was funny. When she got ready to leave, she just stood up, walked out. She said she's gonna go help Mama.
Yeah. She's something. That's it. Yeah, it could be both. That's the famous C.W. Anderson.
Now that's the end of the little visit with Suzanne, Jim, Carol. Bedtime. They came in from riding the horses in the moonlight and reported on Coleman and Miss Annie. And that's over towards the end of Channel 1 Over. And that's the end of this little visit. They report on Coleman and Miss Annie, Jim, Suzanne, Carol, Faye and I. Bedtime. They just got in from riding their horses in the moonlight.